Super Typhoon batters the Philippines. More North Korean spies means more persecution, and the church in India responds to lost livelihoods. We'll tell you about these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. You've heard him called Bofa or Pablo. Either way, he's a mean one. This super typhoon is thought to be the most powerful storm to strike the Philippines in two decades. That's saying a lot from a country that's used to weathering a couple dozen named storms a year. AMG International's Paul Jenks says,
"We have several projects in the island of Mindanao, and we're trying to maintain contact with the directors of those centers."
Massive flooding and landslides forced hurried evacuations. Many sought the shelter of AMG's church partners. They're providing food and clean water. More once they know what's needed.
"We're compelled by the love of Christ to extend his love to others. This is an opportunity where we can really show up and be the hands and feet of Christ."
They need your help. Find out what they need at missionnetworknews.org. Also,
"Be in prayer that the workers who go will be safe and that they'll conduct themselves in a way that give honor to the Lord, but also that true rescue will take place there."
Meanwhile, in North Korea, Kim Jong-un has spent his first year in leadership building his image. He's also tightened security, which means he's after anyone he considers to be enemies. Open Door sources say the dictator has increased the number of spies in China who search for Christians and organizations helping North Korean refugees. Worse, there are signs that Kim Jong-un will crack down. Pray believers will hold strong to their faith. This is Mission Network News.
"How many of us have experienced losing everything?"
Ask Brent Hampel with India Partners. At the same time, Hurricane Sandy struck the U.S., Cyclone Neelam was destroying livelihoods in coastal India. Flash floods washed away crops, homes, livestock, and people. But there's hope. India Partners works with churches in affected areas to provide food, clean water, and medicine.
"To have someone to come in and help you in the hour of your darkest need, what a wonderful testimony of God's love. We can be a part of that. We can help that happen."
$10 might not seem like much, but it can provide a blanket. Find more at missionnetworknews.org.
"As people are buying Christmas gifts for the people they love, why not consider a gift for somebody that you may never hear from except on the last day and help them when they have nothing? Perfect. What a Christmas gift that would be."
Pray that cyclone survivors would come to Christ through the love expressed by his followers. Meanwhile, thousands of Christians in India are benefiting from the work and generosity of Christians in the United States. With the help of people just like you, Christian Resources International sent a shipping container full of Bibles and Christian teaching tools to a Bible Institute there. CRI's Jason Wolford says through pictures, he saw how they were overjoyed.
"And then I noticed that they weren't wearing any shoes. And I thought, you know, this is not a container filled with clothes or food or anything except the Word of God. And these people were so overjoyed and so happy."
Last month, we told you about Tilt, a Christian youth group in Michigan, wanting to collect 20,000 Bibles and books by December 20th to help in the effort. Wolford says that went viral.
"We had gotten a call from Peru. It was on many different broadcasts. If you can imagine, it was even on local ABC, NBC, and CBS stations. San Francisco Chronicle, Christian blogs, Focus on the Family."
They're still short of their goal. Help them at missionnetworknews.org. And after only a short time with an orphanage run by Paradise Bound Ministries, 3-month-old Marvin went to be with the Lord. He had his monthly checkup and no problems were detected. The next day he got sick and was rushed to the hospital. An investigation of the situation is underway. Pray that the staff can use this tragedy to share the hope of Christ with other orphans. For more information, just go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. When you help M&N with your best gift, you're giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world, and you'll get that CD too. Help create new memories for your family this year. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.